Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hooks, the podcast where we are going to give you all the plot hooks that you will ever need in your entire life, in every single RPG game you ever play. I can't overstate this enough. You will never need to listen to anything else or read another source book, just this podcast. I'm Zane C. Weber, here with two other people who are going to help me give you hooks today. One is
Thomas Hooley,
and the other is
Dominic Guilfoyle.
Both. Ooh. Returning.
Yes.
Were you shocked?
No.
Oh, good.
Just never heard my last name before, you know?
Pronounced properly, yeah.
Guilfoyle.
Yeah. There we go. It's brilliant.
Irish.
Guilfoyle? Mm. How would you...
I think I was saying Guilfoyle in my head.
Ah, okay.
I'm very guileful, yeah. What can I say?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you've both been here before, you know how this works, but basically we will be taking an inspiration from a random Magic the Gathering card and a random word and coming up with three hooks or plot hooks for you to use in your game. We'll do that in the form of a magic trick. We'll each give a pledge, a basic idea, and then we'll work together to give you a turn, which is expanding upon the idea, and then the final round will be a prestige where we give you some ideas on how to incorporate that into your game and your story. So, the card that we have today is called...
We're not doing a getting to know you thing.
We're not doing a getting to know you, because I know how much you dread it.
It's fine. I just braced myself for nothing, apparently.
Dom, what is your deepest fear?
This question.
Yeah, I know.
The knowledge that the world is ending and that I've worked so hard for it all to matter nothing at all in the next few years.
Okay.
Jesus.
Hey, Tom, what's your deepest fear?
Spiders?
Yeah. That's right. Ah, good.
Not now.
Yeah, now your biggest fear is entropy. So, the card that we are working off this week is called Bog Humbugs. Now, this seems to be a Christmas-themed card.
Yeah.
It's from
a goofy block.
Yeah, we have some little insects in with multicolored lights in their abdomens, like fireflies, I guess. They look kind of like Christmas lights. And whenever Bog Humbugs deals combat damage, hum that many notes of a festive song. If you can, you get to put a +1/+1 counter on Bog Humbugs.
Then there are some chords for presumably a Christmas song that I can't.
I believe it's Jingle Bells.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
you know, I couldn't identify what Christmas song it was. Turns out it's the Christmas song.
So, who wants... Oh, sorry. And the random word that we are dealing with today is vegetarian.
Ugh.
Yeah, you can't just say, oh, I want some shiny bugs. You've got to have some shiny vegetarian bugs.
Indeed.
Yummo.
So who has a pledge for me that they would like to...
Well, mine is going to come in the swarm. It's a swarm of bugs, essentially, that you will encounter somewhere.
Just a swarm
of bugs.
On a bug?
Sorry.
On a bog? Not a bug.
In a bog? Bugs could be bog. Anywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Could strike at any time. Terrifying.
Yep.
That is terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Just like entropy.
I mean, terrifying in different ways.
Mm.
One's much more of a slow burn.
Mm.
What about you, Dom? Do you have a pledge for us?
Yes. Mine is a festival based around the seasonal arrival of a swarm of bugs upon a small town.
Okay.
Yes, every year, you know, there are preparations and celebrations because a swarm of insects descends upon the town.
Yay!
Oh, there's more to it. I've got ideas.
Locusts. Yay!
I do want to point out that this is like the Bog Humbugs is a one colorless, one black. And so it's. It seems to, like, at the very least, got some sort of sinister thing going on. Maybe it's just because it's, you know, set in the bog, but I don't know.
So mine's along a similar vein to yours, Dom, but it's not going to be a festival. It's going to be a game played at a festival around a certain time of year. So if you're, like, in a small village or whatever and it's the spring equinox or what have you... then perhaps they play this game where they try and catch these glowing bugs, and they get the one who gets the most bugs gets a prize. And there's something to do with singing, so maybe the more you the better, or more you sing, the different kind of colors of bugs, or the more bugs you can attract. And so you're kind of wandering around singing, and you can team up with other people. And I'm going wholesome. I'm trying to keep it wholesome. For the pledge.
Yeah.
I'll turn it.
Yeah.
But it's wholesome ready. For now. It's not just a swarm of bugs that's going to kill your face.
It's going to be a twist. Oh my God.
Okay, so we have the
swarm of bugs.
Catch all the bugs game.
Yep.
We have the swarm of bugs festival.
Yep.
And we have the ouch my face bug swarm.
Mm.
Okay. Which one do we want to turn first?
I mean, you've got notes, Thomas. Do you have
something in mind? Well, what do you have for your turn?
Well, my turn is that if these bugs bite you, not only do you see colourful lights, but you also become a vegetarian.
So kind of like a tick, if you get bitten, you can no longer process red meat, a certain kind of tick.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you also get the like the high of the like a hallucinogen.
Yeah, that's the great bit. Is,
okay,
you see Christmas lights everywhere.
So what does that mean for? Do people seek this out, or do they try to avoid it, or
I think they come across it unexpectedly, and I think they were created by like an angry elf or something who saw a bunch of wildebeest being slaughtered, and so he made these bugs to go out and stop it happening.
Right.
By giving them no need for meat. So,
see, I really like the idea that this is just a natural occurrence, and
the
bugs' natural defense is to make whoever eats them, if they get poisoned, if they bite them on the inside of the mouth or whatever, they can't eat any more bugs.
Yeah.
So they've evolved this way.
Mm.
So because I'm a psychopath, the thing that my mind goes to is weaponizing these things.
Yeah.
Militaries
put an asp in a box.
Militaries would absolutely just be like, chuck these into the trenches. Now they can't process meat. That means that a lot of their supplies are wasted.
The iron deficient.
Yeah, they now have to get like either just preserve
everyone becoming iron deficient. Yeah,
like breads, or like all they have is like hardtack, or like they have to find a way to preserve fruit and vegetables on the military front line. Like that's a big logistical nightmare. Whereas previously they could just eat like salt meats and stuff and get So.
That's fun. Yeah. So I think in the turn we need a name for your bug.
Oh yeah, I've called them Humble.
Humble bugs.
The humble bugs.
Gross. It's just the same joke as on the card, really, isn't it?
Is it because vegetarians are humble?
I think vegetarians looking at other people feel like they want to humble them. If you get what I mean,
you know. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean to humble bug, but you know, it's more of a pun on humble brag, is it? Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, so shall we move on to the festival of Bug Swarm?
Yeah. So the idea I have with this is that these bugs they descend on the town once a year, and they sting. I don't know. It's not sting, but like they infect the people of the town with a larva, like larvae. Inseminate the people of the town. Like they bite them on the back of the neck or
like
somewhere.
Like a bot fly.
Pretty much exactly. Okay. Yeah. And the people of the town, you know, they wait for these to grow, and then they harvest them and they eat them, and that's like they don't need to eat until next year when the bugs return.
So it's
this is their form of sustenance.
An eternal good berry.
Yeah,
but it's much grosser.
Much grosser, kind of unpleasant. Like some, like it's gross and weird. And maybe the town itself is a little bit weird because this is their whole thing, kind of.
You walk in and there's no food anywhere.
They seem a bit sadistic.
They're happy. Like it's actually a really nice existence. Like they don't need to farm. Like there's a lot of benefit to this. Like guys, the bug is good.
Just gross. It's good. You know, it's gross.
Like the people of this town, it's like they're like a creepy village in a horror movie, except that there doesn't seem to be anything actually wrong. They just have a specific and weird thing that they do.
Yeah, and maybe because there's no food, there's no competition, so they are always just like really happy and jolly and welcoming.
Yeah. Like the major cause of strife in other villages is completely passed over for this town, because like every year they have this big celebration and welcome these bot fly things into their lives. They sting them, they harvest the larvae, and they're like, num num num. Good berry for the rest of the year.
So is that... Why is it this time of the year that, and just like once that the bugs come?
I mean,
is it one night, or is it like, do they do something to attract the bugs?
I think that,
maybe we should wait.
Maybe that's the prestige.
Or the prestige.
Indeed. I think that it's definitely at the point that you might encounter this town, it's definitely a core part of how this town gets by.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. It's part of their life cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so with my very pleasant, fun game that
you're going to turn and everyone into something terrible soon. Yep.
I'm not
going
to turn it into anything terrible, but I think I do need to incorporate vegetarian into it somehow.
Yes.
So I think this game requires that you fast from meat for the week leading up to it, otherwise the bugs will attack you. And that's so it's all fun and games, and everyone just kind of knows this in the village or the town where it happens. It's just like you have your week of fast, which your players may or may not partake in.
Yep.
And then you go and play this game to win this prize, this trophy, or this pile of gold, or a house, or a farm, or whatever you want your players to really want. And then they have to play the... I feel like I'm making a Stardew Valley minigame.
A little bit,
I feel like that's what I'm doing.
I like it, yeah.
It's also just an interesting thing to roleplay fasting. For the players, just like, your character doesn't eat meat for next week, and they go... They either go, I'm consciously going to make this a thing my character is upset about, or they go, okay, what are the mechanical, like, what does that mean? It's like, you have to come up with something for that.
See,
like,
I would probably
roll
say...
Roll a constitution, maybe?
I'd probably say, like, everyone else is doing is fasting, so you can either eat the gruel that they're eating, or you can pay double for what you would usually eat. They still have it, but they're just not preparing
it. And maybe they don't know. Maybe the arrogant heroes don't understand that this is actually...
Part of the festival.
It's the gruel, guys.
So that's kind of that surprise, and then you can make a little bit of a, I guess, an encounter out of how do you fight a swarm of... Christmas lights.
I'm just imagining the sort of player that would just be like, "Now my character isn't real roeful about this. Now get me some lamb." And I'm realizing that I would play that character.
Yes,
100%. Just like, you play with me. It was just like, hey, not that I'd be like trying to ruin things. It'd just be fun.
Wouldn't it be fun if things were ruined?
I'm not eaten alive by bugs. I'm not ruining anything. I'm just creating a bit of conflict. It's
and
good to have conflict.
The gloating that would happen when you're the only one getting attacked by all the bugs.
So why do your townspeople do this once a year?
Honestly, I think it's just a fun game that kids started playing a while ago, and they realized that maybe after like a particularly like a disease had wiped out the herds or whatever, that the bugs would not hurt them. Like they used to avoid to sing to see where the bugs are and avoid them. But now that when they are vegetarian, they can sing to attract the bug, or they can see to make the bugs light up and catch them.
Yep.
It's kind of a historical thing. It's just totally mild, nothing nefarious.
Yes.
Stop looking at me like that.
Yes. Right.
They're all necromancers,
nefarious.
And these bugs are the souls of the dead.
Probably
killed on the way. So I think that'll be my turn.
Yep.
Just had it in my mind, just like the music, the traditional music is played at the festival, and just like, when the bugs light up, light up, light up, when the bugs light up.
All right. So we have. Oh, sorry. I needed to name my festival, didn't I?
Yep.
I think the light chase.
Light chase.
Something like that, or light chasing.
Did we name the
I don't know that it's a town. Like, you can kind of name it what, like, I don't know.
I think you'd name the bug.
Yeah.
The specific bug that bites them. So maybe it is
the good bug. I don't know. That's
true. Berry bug.
The berry bug.
Or the bugberry.
Yeah, bugberry. Bugberry. Like
yeah,
that.
So the larva are well, called
I
berries.
Think, I don't know. I don't know if the insects necessarily need to have a name, but they definitely, the people of this town definitely call the larva, they definitely call that bugberry.
Bugberry. Yeah. Gross.
Nice.
It's just like a witchetty grub, you guys. They're tasty. You know?
Yeah. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. And you only have to have one that isn't tasty once, and you never want to have another one ever again.
Let's examine that a bit further, Zane.
I had witchetty grubs. One was nice and one was terrible, and I'd never want to eat a witchetty grub again.
Fair enough.
I don't know what was wrong with the other witchetty grub, but it tastes bad. So.
Yep.
Humblebugs.
Humblebugs. I do not have a prestige.
You don't have a prestige.
Mm.
So where were we up to with the humblebugs? It was...
Well, we did talk about weaponizing them.
Mm.
So if they bite you, this swarm of bugs, well, they'll turn you vegetarian. So they've evolved this way so that if something like attacks the bugs and they manage to bite it, then they won't want to eat the bugs anymore.
Yes.
And that just also translates to meat in general.
Yep.
So maybe the prestige could be you your players come across someone who has weaponized this.
Yeah.
Or
perhaps they've been beset upon by these bugs and
it's like
finding a cure.
Depending on the campaign you're playing, whether or not you are actively like keeping track of your supplies and stuff, like in our campaign, every now and again we go, "Oh yeah, you guys have been keeping track of your supplies and stuff," and we go, "Oh, yeah. Oh, we're in town. I should restock now, actually. Thanks for my..." I've totally been keeping track of that.
I don't need to eat. It's fine.
Mm.
You lucky devil. But, like, I think that there are, like, if the characters get stung by, these bugs and, like, they're in the middle of nowhere and the DM goes, "All right, half of the supplies you have, you can't eat now because you..."
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or arguably even more. And it's sort of like, now you have to forage for your food.
Your cure.
What are you going to do?
That delicious salty pork you've been working through is now inedible to you.
So I think if you're playing a low magic survival type game, this would be a great kind of complication to throw at your players.
Because definitely.
They either know about the bugs and have to try and avoid them, or they don't know about the bugs and then they have to deal with the repercussions and change how, like if you've got a rogue who's just been killing animals left, right, and centre to eat now has to forage for roots, and they don't get sneak animals. Attack damage.
What if the cure is to eat one of the bugs? I think that'd be kind of cute and funny.
But how would they if they've been bitten?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh.
They have to figure that out.
It's like, a catch 22.
Like mix it into a smoothie or something. Like just like really just trying to.
Or maybe there's like a really delicate operation you need to do on a bug, like, to remove like the
like
enzyme
the
or whatever.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And they have to do that as like a DC 25 medicine check.
Yeah. Or they have to,
like a foodinarian. No food whatsoever you can eat, and then you just die.
You have to subsist totally on sunlight nothing.
Yeah, that's called breatharianism.
A breatharianism.
Like charlatans who claim that they don't need to eat.
Breatharians.
Sure, it's breath.
Breatharians.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so those are the humblebugs.
Yep.
I actually really like those. I think that's a really good, like, environmental encounter.
I think it's good. Yeah.
Okay, so on to the Festival of the Bugberries. So how would we incorporate this into a game? How do you think that it would be best to expose your players to this phenomenon?
There's a pretty easy organic way to work it in, which is just that, you know, you're going through your town and it's just like, you guys notice, like, You're not seeing like a... There's no butcher here. You know, you're not seeing like a... Like the grocery store is just tools and stuff. Yeah, you're not really... Yeah. You didn't see any farmland coming through here sort of thing. Like, you, there's just like... You just... It's a town you cross through and you notice... Or maybe like the festival is happening and you arrive because, you know, you're adventurous and the world revolves around you.
And all of these villagers have weird scars like on the backs of their necks. And
yeah,
like,
exactly. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, but and maybe, you know, obviously, there's the obvious one. It's just like, the bugs haven't come this year. We're going to starve. We don't have any other food.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go on an adventure and you find, like, the
I really the like queen. The idea of you having your high passive perception character walking into a tavern where they're not selling any food. It's just drinks. And then you just notice that everyone has like multiple like surgical scars on the backs of their necks.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is going on? I need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Someone's stealing their neck bones
just
for some reason.
Just immediate unknown panic. Like,
Like, something's going on here. I need to kill everyone until I find out what it is.
An alternative and a more sinister one maybe could be that someone wants to spread these bugs somewhere else. Like, just like... bring like transplant this effect onto a different town and now they're getting stung every year sort of thing and just kind of spread it and maybe there's something more sinister going on. Just something like that. It's a weird like environmental narrative thing. I think there's a few different things directions you could take it because it's kind of benevolent on the outside, but then you could definitely twist it in a number of ways depending on
You say you mentioned like the bugs not coming and that being a bit of a like a big problem.
Yeah.
Like someone could have just like collected all the bugs so that and they're going to harvest them elsewise to sell this somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm.
Sell the
miracle good bug.
Yeah. I'm slightly
Merry bug.
Slightly inspired because I recently very recently replayed Dead Rising, which I haven't played in years, and it's a plot point in that series that the zombie plague is like caused by these larvae that like these wasp larvae that hatch inside people and stuff. It's kind of weird. But then in like the later games, it turns out the plot twist or spoiler or whatever, that the reason these outbreaks are happening is because like the cure to zombieism or like the suppressant is made of those wasps and they only get, you know, they only get created when zombie outbreaks happen. So they cause the outbreaks. So like to create more cure. So I think that maybe this thing has additional properties to it as well, like that someone would try to spread it and then like harvest them and now these people don't have the food or something they're miraculous wasps or bugs or whatever and then someone else tries to exploit it when it's been kind of a happy sort of equilibrium for a while.
See, when you say it like that though, it kind of in my head it's like, oh okay, so they've been getting stung by these wasps every year and then they've been eating the larvae.
Yeah.
So what, the wasps just died of old age
like,
because they don't have any new larvae.
Yeah, like, it's a where there is like a like there is like a surface level benefit to this, and then like you scratch and go, it's actually going on here. I think, but
there are like animals and things that might sting as well.
Yeah, they're not just coming to this town. Yeah. This is like a migratory pattern or something. They're stinging lots of things, but then
Yeah, awesome. All right, so time to prestige my very wholesome and friendly bright chase bugs.
Yeah.
So we have this game that children and young adults play where you sing and you make the bugs light up and you catch the bugs in some sort of competition. Yep. It's been going on for ages. Mm-hmm. And you, if your players aren't vegetarian leading up to it, then they're going to get attacked by bugs. Ow.
Oh, no.
How are we going to turn this into a prestige?
Well, it's obviously got to be something that happens when your party is in town.
Okay, so you want something terrible. Is that what you want? You want me to turn this into a terrible thing?
It doesn't have to be terrible.
Hmm.
But
it doesn't have to be terrible.
Perhaps the winner of the competition is the person who has the least amount of bug bites. So, like, there's a risk if you've even been a vegetarian for the week beforehand of catching bugs. You still get bitten, maybe, sometimes. Mm. So, but obviously if you've eaten meat, you're much more likely to get bitten.
I kind of like the idea. And you say it doesn't have to be bad, but you could definitely turn it either way. Yeah.
You could make it so sinister.
If that the bugs are some sort of hive mind and that they kind of come out of the bog this for this period every year around this time, so that they can, you know, fulfill part of their life cycle. And part of their life cycle is stinging people to steal just a little part of their soul to take them.
There it is.
Keep living forever, and this intelligence could be either beneficent, that's why it's taking a little bit of a soul,
yep,
or
just really malevolent, crafty and evil.
And I think it'd be great if, like, in the early days of the campaign, they come through this village, they play this game, they win some gold, they get sent on a mission, and they come back, and then they discover, like, someone gets really stung, and then they start speaking in someone else's voice, and then this entity wants them to do a mission or something. Yeah, so they can communicate only when they get stung a million times by these bugs.
Yep.
Yeah, so it starts out as a game, but as you progress through...
It's a swamp thing.
So, okay, so that's... anything else you want to... Do you want to destroy my wholesome village of bright chasers?
Well, like, all of the village could be in on it as well, because they've been playing this game for years.
Yeah, so maybe they have.
They could
dreams.
Already be under the thumb of this entity, and it's just trying to get more people in. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't take it so dark, but I understand that you
rubbish.
Want to. All right, so we have the humble bugs, we have the bugberries, and we have the bright chasers.
Yours sounds wholesome.
Yep.
I was trying for wholesome, you guys.
Hey, mine is called humble bugs.
Yeah.
We are just humble bugs.
Very humble bugs. So if you want to use those concepts, you are more than welcome to. We are released under a Creative Commons 4 no derivatives, non-commercial license, which means that if you want to use it in the games, you're more than free to, but if you're going to use it for any, or use it for any... profit or anything publicly, just give us some credit and let us know. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, and you can find us on Instagram. And we'll be back same time next week with more plot hooks. Thank you again, Dom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
A pleasure.
And keep playing games, everyone.
I'm Morgan Phillips, and I'm a human.
And I'm Isabella Vallette, and I'm also a human. But I was raised by fairies, and now I'm taking my human friend Morgan in to meet all of the mythological creatures that I know.
Every Sunday, we meet a new mythological creature and interview them about their life in a modern-day context.
Such as...
The Night King from Game of Thrones.
Funicula, the friendly vampire brother of Dracula.
We've met the Loch Ness Monster.
Santa.
The Volpertinger.
The Devil.
And a mermaid.
And many more.
We release all our interviews as a podcast called Off with the Fairies, where we interview a new mythological creature every week living in a modern day world.
Come join us.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.